An ideal student does not fight his teacher. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capital, California, with a thought for today. An ideal student does not fight his teacher. We take courses because we want to learn what the course has to offer. And we take courses that are sometimes difficult. Difficult because we think they're difficult. If we were to say to ourselves, this course is a snap, this course is easy, this course is wonderful, I comprehend this course is great, I feel great, we would do very well with it. But because we have the tendency to feel that other people are telling us what we're supposed to do, we want to fight it. Now, I know this experience recently because when I tell people to do things, and I tell people to do things because I'm the teacher, and I am the one who is supposed to be telling them what to do, and they ignore me, or they say, no, I'm not going to do that, or they just don't do it knowingly, and I know that they're not doing it, then they're not ready to be taught. They're not ready to be having the experience that the learning is going to give to them. They're not ready to do it. I cannot teach anyone who is not willing to be taught. And what am I teaching? I am teaching them to listen within. I'm teaching them to believe in themselves. I'm teaching them to recognize that all the world is good and very good, and that they are good and very good. I'm teaching them everything that is a noteworthy, desirable point of view. But because they have such an unhappy attitude about themselves, because they don't like themselves, because they feel that they're not worthy of it, really, I guess that's what it's all about. They feel not worthy of it. They fight with the teacher. And they say, no, I'm not going to do it. No, I don't want to do it. No, this is not my way of doing things. And I say, okay, why argue with someone who fights with the teacher? I am here not to force anyone to do anything. I'm here not to require people to be different from what they really are. I'm just here to encourage people, share with people the divine being that they really are, and let them shine that forth in all its glory and all its majesty and all its perfection. But if you are the student, if you want to learn, then learn you will. Isn't it interesting how students go to school and they fail a course? And so they take the course over in summer school. And in summer school, with all the diversions and all the things that would keep them from being good students, they learn the course, they learn what they didn't learn, and they pass very well. Now, why is it that they learn in summer school? Well, because it's their choice to go to school in summer school. It was not their choice to go to school in the normal semester because they didn't want to go to school. They didn't want to get up in the morning. But in summer, knowing that this it was very important for them to move on to the next grade, they took the summer school lesson course program with the teacher, and they gave it their unabiding attention. And perhaps the teacher, too, had a little bit of frivolity within the teacher, sharing the idea harmoniously and joyfully and happily. The teacher recognized that the teacher was a tutor for the summer, and almost a one-on-one, although there may have been several students taking the program, but almost a one-on-one. And this one-on-one gave the teacher a new insight into the student, and gave the student a new insight into the teacher, and so therefore they were able to do that, and they did not fight the teacher. They were harmonious with the teacher, and they got a great benefit from it. Now, can you and I always be harmonious with our teacher? Our real teacher is the teacher within. And if we can learn to be harmonious with our outer teacher, then we can learn to be harmonious with our inner teacher. But if we are fighting the world and fighting education and fighting politics and fighting what's going on in the world and so forth, then we are not really ready for the inner teacher. We're not really ready to let the divine in us be us and reveal to us all that it is. We can do it, but we don't. Now, why don't we do it? We don't do it because we feel that somehow it's just not right. Somehow it's not the thing for us to do. We want to make a game of it. We want to be naughty boys and girls. We want to be very inadequate. But if the teacher in summer school with a one-to-one attitude, if the teacher in summer school who has that opportunity to be close to us, the opportunity they choose to tutor us, they want to help us learn, and we choose to be tutored, we chose to go to summer school, we chose to have it, then we had the great benefit. Now, an ideal student does not fight the teacher. And an ideal student does not fight the teacher because the ideal student likes themselves. The ideal student thinks life is a great learning experience. Life is a great educational experience. Life is a great fun experience. It's something magnificent. It's something exciting. It's something revealing. It's something, it's just unbelievable. It's just so magnificent. And the more we can recognize that, the more we can feel that, the more we can be that, then the more that we are that way. The ideal student does not fight the teacher. The ideal student harmonizes with the teacher. The ideal student doesn't try to understand the teacher and the teacher's inner psychology and philosophy. The ideal student understands the teacher as teaching the subject the teacher is teaching, and the teacher is teaching it very well. It's not just an adequate teacher, but an excellent teacher. And because the teacher is an excellent teacher, and because you are the ideal student, you recognize this excellent teacher, you absorb, you soak up, you take in all of this subject matter, and you take it in beautifully and perfectly and wonderfully, and it is all done. It is all done. And you feel so very good about it. An ideal student does not fight the teacher. Are you an ideal student? You are. In my book, you are. I see you as an ideal student now. I see you as an ideal student always. I see you in harmony with all knowledge, wisdom, and understanding now. Because I love you. I love you. I love you.